Well, I guess we're not really saying goodbye, we're just saying moving to the next program. That's kind of the motto here, the farmer's picture that we undersecretary. We can't thank for all the trial stipulations we've been doing on privilege and sit down and get another one over city. Can't see this without thanking you. I think it's very important, Ken, since you're going to the Army, that you read this series of course you're going to turn around the Army down in the post. And everybody's sitting, but well, a lot of it is worse than they deserve. The Army has a problem, you know, there's a problem with management, there's a problem on both the military and the other side. And it also has a hell of a problem, therefore, with the Congress. So I would like to think that when you get over there, that it's, you know how, what a terrible time we have as you worked on various bills we have down here in the Congress, looking at it from the Republican side, their side, on Senate. You know, to get these damn agencies to come along. Now, in moving you over, we thought that here, what we're really doing is getting involved over there, who will continue to remember that when we got a vote that involves defense, that, you know, you just consider yourself part of this team, you can count on us, and see what I mean, because we just can't, we're not going to be able to get along, we're going to have some damn close votes, and so Clark and Barry, we heard what he said, and just don't go over there and run the Army, run around and go 3-star or 4-star, you know, like, that's tough. I've already fired the eggs and asked for this morning, afternoon, and you're sworn tomorrow.
Yes, at 10 o'clock. I'd be missed if I didn't invite you, because I know you can't accept it.
Sure, I can.
Yes, in Mal's office, but...
I tell you, I'll be there in spirit. Thank God, you know, that's
very nice. Right. Thank you for this vote of confidence. I work for you. I work for Larry, of course.
Right, of course. Oh,
that is actually working. I'll be able to, I'll be calling him, Clark. And I may pick up things, maybe easier now, in some respects, than when I represent the White House. People can talk to me a little more. They'll know what I know. And,
it seems to me that we can just get out there and do a hell of a lot of listening. And of course, that would be good. And on occasion, certainly in reverse. But I know, strong enough to feel.
Ken's the only guy I know that gets along with Margaret Smith. Well,
I know. They deliver her on virtually every vote. I was serious about it, but I was pleased that Margaret really came through in this old,
yes,
strategy. She made a hell of a speech.
She did indeed.
Sure, she knows other than who we were talking about in American Literature. No, it's a fine speech she made. She delayed on the line, and that meant a lot. And just keep working on Margaret. We need it. We need that job. And the Army is, the defense establishment could go right on the tube here if we don't start standing up for it.
Well, I'm your man over there, sir. And I've, you got a problem that makes a man humble to think that trust to a child like this, but we'll do it.
Sure. And, you have a much nicer office there.
Well, yes, sir. It's we're going to move it. It's on the second floor. It's just one deck. I got to stop that and talk.
Yeah.
It's one floor down from the secretary's, and
but you were
adjacent to him. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I was almost 18 years in the Army, 15 on active duty. And, I would still be in uniform if I hadn't got shot up when I started looking the wrong way one day.
Thank God.
I know the languages. I know these generals. Most of the Fred Wyand in Korea was my assistant. And so I probably have some.
He was.
Yes, sir. I brought him in the Pentagon. He's a good man. He's tops. He's fine.
He is a good man, Mr. President. He was head of congressional relations for the Army, as I recall, Ken.
Yes, he was the last year of Eisenhower's regime and about the first year, Ken, if I remember correctly. And there were three. top liaison officers, Joe Kelly from the Air Force, who's with, Jack McCain was thought of, and I said Fred, probably shaded most of them, at least two of his own. Russell gave a dinner for him, this is rare. He worked for a cattle lodge in Paris, as you know, so he's a reserve, I'm not a reserve, came from a reserve background, his father was a policeman in Berkeley, California. I'm a president's favorite, I do other people that serve, but he's a good man. Maybe the type that you want to look at for Westmoreland success. Sure, I want to be that. Westy is due up in June of next year, and I've been holding Senator Stennis's corking his bottle because he thinks he should have left and almost gave a speech on the floor and stopped him.
Try to get,
Moves like Westmoreland, while it doesn't have the credibility of it, that he should have it anymore.
It's too bad, but you can't throw him out of this.
No, sir.
It looks like it was a reflection of Vietnam and everything else.
Unless we...
And he's, and just, she just got caught in the vice and I think wore off.
You think so?
I'm sure he's,
I think he's sort of,
not his spirit, huh?
Well, he's trying to protect his reputation on Vietnam, and he's scared to death, but,
How history's been recorded, for Christ's sake, they only realize all that matters is how it comes out.
That's right.
Now,
well, we can help.
Sure.
So we'll be having a meeting, Pippin, and you will, somewhere.
Yeah, well, we want a damn good one, we want a goer. We want a guy that's also a fighter, you know, that's going to be up there and fight for the army.
And it might be good to reach down a little bit.
I want you to look, let me say, you do this on Barrel, and I don't, you know, that I know the secretary, of course, is one of Merrill's close friends, and I don't know, he's a good man, but you watch closely, if you've got a really top goer, I mean, you need to, well, frankly, you need to go with the balls and more. Mars bought balls. That's the reason he's chief, and he's got balls. And the Army needs a guy with balls. So does the Air Force. The Army and the Air Force both need stronger men. I don't say that. I like Ryan. I like Westmoreland. But
you're right.
The guy about they need more balls in the Army.
And this is the reason the Navy is doing better.
Is that Mars got a lot of balls. Some balls got to skillful.
Smart.
Very smart and so forth. Moore's one I kind of follow, but he's got that's a strong man, that Moore.
I knew he was a captain when I was in the Navy, and we moved him out of town. He almost broke his pit with back to where we moved him out of town so he wouldn't be another gun there.
Mr. President, you've also got another general officer, three-star general, Ray Pierce, who's got plenty of balls.
Pierce?
Something can be Ray Pierce. P-E-R.
He used to be in Vietnam.
Yes, sir, he was.
And I was at
2:00
RC.
What's he look like? Tough looking, you read in our face, glass outside, he swallowed, he smokes a cigar, you and I were lieutenants together, Cheyenne, Wyoming, 1940.
He was my commanding officer, Mr. President, in World War II, and he's the finest man I've ever
seen. Just left.
Where's he from? In Southern California. He's a graduate of UCLA, and he was in ROTC at UCLA, graduated about 37 or 38.
Okay, World War II. He just went to Korea to be deputy there 2 days ago.
Remember, don't just take the man that automatically should come up. And let's go. But the Army needs a strong man. I mean, for example, you push for Abrams.
No, it's not good.
He's had to talk to man. Well, look, we got a couple of things for you that you know the old company. These are the specialists. You don't need to know they cost a lot of money, so we don't need to know anybody else that develops. But that's your son, the regular person. And then here's a little contact. You finished with this, Chief, that damn rigger. I tried to call McGregor Sunday about